Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
And I'm Mark Hay, and Justin's here, and Megan's here too, which is amazing because it's her birthday.
Amazing.
And we thought for a minute that, like, maybe she wasn't going to show up.
Wow.
That would have been cool.
Well, you know, I wouldn't.
Because I don't want to be here, but so I could sleep in.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, you did sleep in, actually, because.
I was still a little late.
You were also a little late, but congratulations, Megan, and happy birthday.
Congratulations for not dying.
Yay, you made it. Now, this is a really exciting and important.
One more year.
Oh, wait, what? This is a really exciting and important birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
Because now Megan is 30 years old.
Weird.
How exciting is that?
I mean, I don't feel like it's exciting.
The big 3-0.
Yeah, the big dirty 30.
But
dirty
I do feel.
It's great. You know, here,
it's whatever.
Do you not feel like a 30? New chapter has started in
no,
your life?
No, actually, I feel exactly the same.
You feel exactly the same?
Yeah.
I always hate that question. Do you feel older?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
It's been one day since yesterday.
I mean, when I write it down on paper, I will, but, like, I don't feel it.
How often are you writing down, I'm 30?
That's a great question.
Megan's, like, just writing, I'm effing 30. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
That's actually a really great question.
Yeah, you never write. It's not like you're.
I don't know why I would ever write that down.
It's like when people say at New Year's, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be writing the wrong date on checks. I'm like, really? When was the last time you wrote a frickin' check?
Well, I write checks.
You write checks?
Rent.
Yeah, for rent.
Yeah.
Really?
Rent
you don't have like automatic deposit and stuff?
No. Nope.
Really?
Too stressful.
What are you like?
I got a real old school landlord.
I'd like to point out, Megan, you're 30, not 60.
Well, right.
You should not be writing
checks.
It's
the landlord that's 60 is the problem.
All right. So, Megan, now here's the deal. A lot of people have been wondering about this because we've been talking about it for months now. You had your big 30th birthday trip plans to California. They were thwarted by your boyfriend because he was lame and didn't book the trip. Then you were going to go to Colorado and you were going to have this amazing time at Red Rocks, which was a bucket list item. It was a dream come true for you. And then that was thwarted by our lame boss who wouldn't let you go.
I know. It's so unfortunate that I'm here today, isn't it?
Right. So I have to wonder, Megan. Okay, so after those
we're
two.
We're really surprised you didn't come in today.
Really? So after those two hurdles, what did you finally come up with? What is going to be your major birthday celebration today?
Today, I mean, we're obviously not going anywhere because I'm here, but we are, like, he got us a trip to go to Denver, but it's just in July now. So it's not technically for my birthday, but it still is my birthday present.
So instead of celebrating your 30th birthday, you'll be celebrating that you're 30 in 2 months.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
That's great.
It's still a great trip.
That's
I'm really
awesome.
Excited.
Are you going to dinner or something tonight? Is he cooking for you?
Oh, yeah. We're going to the beach, and we're going to stay at, like, a little hotel.
Ooh, a little hotel.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to have a good day.
Separate rooms because you're not married?
Yes, of course.
Do you think he's going to propose to you tonight?
No, I wouldn't want him to.
Oh,
why not?
Why?
It's my birthday. You don't do it on...
I feel like you're 30. You should probably take what you can get at this point.
No. I'm fine waiting, obviously. Or else I would not be in the relationship, Mark, for the 4 millionth time.
So you don't think he's going to, like, take you to the beach, walk you out?
No. First of all, don't do it on the beach. That's cliche.
Why is that cliche? That's romantic.
Well, it's just, it wouldn't be our thing, though. It's fine if it is your thing.
You know her boyfriend. It's not going to be on the beach.
No, he's going to do something creative.
It's
going
to be storybook.
I know your boyfriend.
Like,
he's going to throw a ring box at you and say, will you effing marry me, finally?
No, he won't.
God, just shut up about it. Here's your freaking ring.
But no, I don't want it. I wouldn't want it to be on my birthday. I feel like that's tacky.
Okay, so maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow would be great.
Tomorrow is fine.
3409. That's amazing. You wouldn't want to get engaged on your birthday. What about you? Don't want to get engaged on Christmas either, huh?
No, or any holidays.
You got to keep it separate from everything.
You know,
another thing to celebrate throughout the year.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that'd be the reason to, like, combine the two. Like,
I mean,
this
that's
is
what
great.
I'm thinking of.
I can celebrate our anniversary.
We don't celebrate your engagement anniversary, anyways. You celebrate your anniversary.
If you're engaged for longer than
if you were engaged, you would. Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
My wife turned to me on February 13th because I was going to get engaged on Valentine's Day, which apparently was cheesy. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
But I couldn't wait because, you know, I can't because I'm like a little kid.
Yeah.
So, like, I have this ring in my pocket. I'm like, I can't keep this a secret for 24 hours. So I just asked her on February 13th, and now every February 13th, she goes, "What should we do for the anniversary of our engagement?" And I'm like, "Oh, damn it." Hang on. I gotta run to the car for a second. Maddie from Middleburg. Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Oh, great. What'd you want to say about getting engaged on a birthday or a major holiday or something like that?
Well, I got engaged the day after Valentine's Day, and I thought it was still very romantic, but getting engaged on a holiday is very cheesy, and yes. No, you should not do it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, because that's
after,
funny.
After is okay.
After's
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we got engaged the day. That's so funny. We got engaged the day before Valentine's Day. You got engaged the day after Valentine's.
Because you're not
day.
Expecting it yeah. at all. Yeah. You're like, you know, you're totally shocked.
Which is also good, because then later on, my daughter was born the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That would have really.
Aww.
Yeah. All right. So what? That's interesting to me that you would say that one day off. Was your boyfriend going to do it on Valentine's Day, but he forgot, or what happened?
I have no idea, but we were talking about it.
Oh, your phone just, something just happened to your phone.
I thought it was my headphones.
No.
I was like, what's wrong with my headphones?
Megan's over there like, oh, my headphones. No, her phone just dropped, so
oh, okay.
We're not really sure what's going on with that. I could see like that's, you know what, I could see her boyfriend maybe wanted to propose on Valentine's Day, and right before he did it, she said something cheap, like, oh my God,
oh,
that's so cheesy.
Like, yeah.
So he just slides it back
so
in his pocket.
Like, oh, crap, wait
like,
till
damn
tomorrow.
It. All right. First thing in the morning, though. First thing in the morning.
That's so funny.
340-9595. Basically, the consensus is, Megan, don't get engaged today.
Okay.
Right. So hold on.
It's been working out for me so far.
Yeah. Just keep on keeping on.
Okay, great.
You know how you've been doing the not getting engaged thing?
Yeah.
Keep through
doing that.
Because you don't want to mix a holiday like your birthday. Well, here's the thing. The women don't want to do that because I think they want to get more gifts. But for guys, I think it's easy because then, I mean, you're never going to forget. Like, I would never forget to get my wife an anniversary present if our anniversary were also her birthday.
I don't think it's about gifts, though. I think it's about, like, being creative and not doing it, like, doing it when it's totally unexpected. You're not expecting anything on a normal day. Like, on your birthday, you're kind of like, oh, well, you're going to do something.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's better to be surprised.
I always keep some backup gifts just in case I forget something important.
You wait, what?
You what?
You haven't heard of backup gifts?
No.
You just, like, have one in the house hidden somewhere in case it's like, you know, oh, what are we going to do for our special day today? And it's like, oh, I didn't know today was a special day. So then you're like, oh, yeah, we could just go to dinner or something. And then you have a backup gift in the house and you don't have to, like, run out and scramble
to find
something.
You're, like, so scared of your girlfriend.
Oh, my God, you are the most whipped person ever.
Like, no, what has happened to you in the past that you have to have multiple gifts hidden around
no,
the room?
No, I kind of stumbled into it where, like, I bought a gift, but then I saw something that I thought she would like more. So now I just have this
oh, my God,
gift.
You are the most whipped person ever.
Oh, my God, that's actually
if I bought
really
a gift
adorable,
for my
though.
Wife and then I saw something I thought she liked more, I go, ooh, can't tell her about that one.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, I'll buy that
I'll
one
buy
for her.
Both.
And I'll put the other one in my backup gift selection so when I mess up, I won't actually mess up.
Right, you just have to have a backup gift selection just in case you
have you ever
something.
Dipped into your pile of backup gifts?
I have not. I only keep one because I'm worried she's going to find it because that would be pretty bad. Because she'll be like, why do you have this? But then I guess I could just say, oh, well, you know, you're
it's a backup gift just in case I forget.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm
what
a
would
douche?
You do? Justin, do you have, like, a separate stash of backup gifts that you could give her if she gets mad for finding your backup gifts?
I'm going to have to like, now.
I'm so sorry I have backup gifts. I got you this gift,
backup gift
to make up for it.
You should definitely keep your backup gifts at the office. Then I mean, you'll never find
no, the them. Office is a great place
some
to
some people
gifts.
Store, yeah. like, water and food in case of, you know, a zombie apocalypse. Justin's got backup gifts in case his girlfriend gets mad because he forgot the anniversary of their first date.
Well, you know, you just gotta hold on to those things. You never know when it's gonna come in handy. Gotta be prepared.
Wow. 340-9595. Do real dudes have backup gifts at ready?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.